This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Sundays, 9 p.m. to midnight. This is Power Life with Tsegoajo Moagi on Power 98.7.
At 4 minutes after 10 o'clock, this is Power Life. And let's get into our conversation then with Sibongile Gladness Mutiba, the founder of Fearless BG nonprofit organization. But also, she's a media personality, an entrepreneur. She owns a construction company. She's a mother and a wife. Well, guys, I mean, if you say you don't have enough time on your hands, Sibongile, I think, will tell you otherwise. Good evening to you, Sibongile. Thank you so much for your time.
Hi, so how are you?
Very well, and you?
I'm good.
First of all, how do you do it all?
How do I do it all?
Yes.
Yeah, but I try because, you know, it's all about a passion. Like, I'm very passionate about what I do at all times. Like, it's all about putting your whole energy to it, and it gets easier if it's something that you love.
Talk to us about your construction company first.
Yeah, my construction company is actually not from here. It's in Free State. My mother took over when I left it all to her when I got married. But then she does give me some feedbacks here and there about the happenings and all the projects that she gets and all of that. I know everything about it, but it's not with me in Pretoria because I live in Pretoria. I got married, you know, by a Betty guy, and now we live in Pretoria and all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk then about, you know, the journey that you have traveled with your construction company, with the nonprofit organization. How did it all start for you? Being an entrepreneur, being a media personality?
The construction company, I can say 2012, but before then, I've been a person who's been lacking clothing, and I've been selling and, you know, buying and selling, especially, you know, in Joburg. That time, I think it was around 2008 when people used to love color blocking, remember?
Yeah.
So I used to sell t-shirts, color blocking shirts and pants and, you know, jeggings and leggings. Then that's where the love of entrepreneurial started. Like I said there, to love being a business person.
Sure.
If I can call it that.
Yeah.
And then my mother, me and my mother, we started a construction company, Swash Project. It was in 2012. Yeah, that's when everything started. But I've always been someone who likes to go to schools to do motivation. I just love to be active.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can say that because I do have mentees and, you know, I mentor a lot of people.
And that's how you stay looking so young. The activeness.
Probably. I think so. I love to be in the field. I was once a PA, but it couldn't work. It just didn't work.
You needed to work for yourself.
I needed to be outside. No, I needed to be outside.
Yeah.
I love the field and I love to be outside. And I love to talk to people. I love people as well. Hence, Fearless BG. Because I love to be around people. I do events. I do, like, I'm always around people.
Mm. We'll come back to Fearless BG, right? But, I mean, I mentioned earlier, you know, the various roles that you are playing,
yeah.
As a wife, as a mom, as an entrepreneur, as a media personality, and balancing it all. I mean, there was a time when I had a conversation with someone and they said it's not a balancing situation. It's a lifestyle situation.
It is, of course.
You
it's
also
so
feel
true.
Like that?
I feel like that. Hence, I spoke about passion. You know, when you're passionate about something, obviously it's something that you are living. It's like part of you. You love doing it, and you don't sweat doing it because it's actually within your system. It's what you can do anytime. Even when you're closing your eyes, you can actually wake up and do it. So it's just something that is it must be something that is very easy to be done because you love it, like it's in your heart. So it's like a lifestyle. I can actually agree with whoever said that.
Talk to us then now about Fearless BG. What does the BG stand for, first of all?
Fearless BG is Bongi Gladness.
Okay.
Yeah, my media name is Bongi Gladness. And I wanted to also talk about the journey in the media industry. When it started, I've always loved to be in the media industry. I've always loved to imitate certain people and all of that since when I was a teenager. But when it actually started, I can say it started around 2008 because I'm also a musician. So I had some few albums back in the years around 2007-8 there. And then as time went on, I just thought, you know what, I love to be on radio. I love to be on TV. Let me just try also acting. I've been going to auditions and all of that. But the actual one when I had to start TV and radio, it was last year when I started somewhere. I won't actually say the channel. when I started there, and it was something that I was happy about. And I thought that, you know what, let me just start and see, because my kids are now grown, because I was a mom for a long time without going back into the media industry, because I was in the magazine field one time when I was in one of the magazines. But because I had to get married and be a mom, like you say, how do I navigate all of that? I was not an entrepreneur, like full time. There was a time where I was a mom for a very longest time. Until now, I feel like, you know what, let me just go back. So in the media industry, I said just last year to be serious about it and to make it now, you know, part of my life. It was just last year where it was hectic. I don't even know where to start to talk about it. It was so hectic. Hence now, I can say I'm kind of out of it. I post a bit because of the things that happened there. As you know, in the media industry, there are a lot of things that are happening. What was happening then, it was me having to be, I don't want to expose people, but then I'm just saying, me having to be someone who has to pay a few people to get by and who has to pay for my show instead of it paying for me. There were a lot of things that I had to, like, now, you know, look into if I have to continue like this, because I'm the one who's supposed to be paid, but now I'm finding myself having to be the one making the payment for me to so-called brand myself, because they would say, you're branding yourself, we are profiling you, so you have to pay. A lot of people want this. So I was actually now shocked to be hearing such things where I now have to pay instead of being paid. But then, because then I was like desperate, because like I just came in and I thought that, you know what, I've been wanting this. Let me just do this and see where it gets me. But it never got me anywhere, because it's hectic where now people, they think you don't deserve to be there sometimes, because they're looking into your lifestyle as well, and they're thinking, why is she here? Because we're seeing this and this about her. Radio, I went on radio, I can't say the name of a radio. It was the same thing, where now, you know, you are here, but I don't think your contract should be like others, because you are okay as we're looking at you. So there was just a whole lot of things, that envy, jealousy, a lot of things that were happening there. So, yeah, it was just too much. It was just too much.
Do you think there's been change? We'll come back to Fearless BG, right? But now you've spoken about your experience in the media industry. Do you think there has been some kind of a change in that space?
Maybe in other channels. But where I was, I don't think it will ever change, because it's all about them having a mentality that they're helping you to get somewhere. They're helping you to be a somebody. So you need to be desperate enough to pay to be that somebody. So, and then recently I had a big one. There's a one that I had now. I was also on TV, but it was internet. It was international. It was big. But now with that one, it was a problem, because I was here in South Africa and I was told to handle things in South Africa. But then there was a problem with me
being exploited,
not being exploited. Well, it was part of being exploited as well, but then I couldn't be myself enough, because I was told what to do, how to do it, when I have to explore, I can say, like, and be myself and do whatever that I think it's good at the time. I was to be told that, no, not like this, but like this. But then I'm in South Africa. I know how things should be, because I'm in South Africa. So I couldn't be free to do things and to also advise and to also maybe have ideas. It was wrong. So I just felt like, you know what, I can't, because it was an international one. Spain, Germany, your UK, US. It was huge. But now I felt like I'm in the same cage as before. Then I had to also come out of it. Then I found myself now not having to do anything, because I can't be myself when I do things. I was good. I was told I'm good. But then I can't be good enough to also give ideas here and there. So that's when I'm coming to Fearless BG.
Yeah.
Fearless Beach is coming in there, mm-hmm. where I saw the journey that I went through the media industry. And then I decided, you know what, let me have my own thing. But then this is how it started. There's a friend of mine. I've been telling that friend that, you know what, I want to go back into charity, things that I used to do before, being outside, being, you know, doing all of that. Then a friend said, you know what, you're so fearless. You're so fearless, and I feel like you can do this. So I'm like, but then what will I call my organization? Mm. What will I call it? And a friend said to me, no, you are fearless. Why don't you just call it Fearless? Then Fearless is BG comes from my name, Bongi Gladness. Mm-hmm. Then I had to do all the registrations and everything. But one day I was sleeping one time, and I don't know if I have to talk about the Spirit of the Lord, came and I heard a voice mm-hmm. saying, well, it was not actually just saying anything than calling me, but then calling me a woman of substance. Woman sure. of substance. Woman of substance. It was like someone calling you to wake up. You know, have you seen when someone's calling you to wake up? So I was hearing the voice calling me, like waking me up, but saying, woman of substance, woman of substance. Then I decided when I woke up that it's fine, I already registered and everything. I have all the paperwork. But then a voice calling me woman of substance. Mm. Then when I woke up, I had to Google woman of substance. And when I saw woman of substance, I cried. I immediately cried because I literally saw my character into woman of substance. Mm. And I was like, this is it. Then now, inside Fearless BG, there's now going to be Women of Substance, which is what's coming soon. I think you're still coming. Let me just listen to you.
Stop. Stop right there.
I'm stopping.
So talk to us about Fearless BG, right? It's a non-profit organization. Yeah. What work do you do before you tell us about Women of Substance?
Okay. Fearless BG is all about teenagers, motivation, charity.
Is there a specific gender that you look into?
I'm looking into women, but then with teenagers, it's mixed.
Okay.
I wanna do mix because I can see that they both need help. Mm. So both the genders, they need help. So obviously, I think, yeah, I mean, the genders,
yeah,
they both need both. Help. Yeah. So I just thought, you know what, why not go for both? But then with the woman of substance, it has to be about women. But then the males are also welcome if they want to accompany their women, maybe once in a while in the events. It's fine. I'm not gonna tell them to go. Obviously, we're not hiding anything.
Yeah. Delve deeper into Fearless BG. You know, the work that you do with the teenagers, the motivations that you do. What else are you looking into with that?
Yeah, with Fearless BG, there's gonna be a lot because Fearless BG is just about women who are going through a lot, women who don't know themselves, like in career-wise. Because I still have a lot of women who don't know who they are. Keep on saying, "Mia, I think I'm just doing 9 to 5. I'm fine. Mm. I'm not sure what else do. Like, am I good at, or what else can I do? What am I passionate about?" So I want to help those women who don't really know, and the other women who are choosing to stay at home as housewives because they don't know what they can do. So we'll introduce things to them, like, you know, projects to them, for them to be able to, you know, find themselves through those projects.
Have you started already?
I haven't started because it's very new. Mm-hmm. What I said with Fearless BG is that everything that I've done before, because I used to do your matric dance, dress up thing and makeup and whatnot. So I want to bring in everything that I used to do before I got married, which is having events in the Fearless BG. But events must be all motivative and inspirational. So it must be something that is more educational. It must be things that will inspire people and educate and also make them to change their lives in some way. So it's just all about that.
That's important, isn't it? Where you speak to change, for women to actually get that change in their lives. You've spoken to us about your journey in the media industry. You've spoken to us about your construction company. At which point did you see that you yourself needed to have a change in the way that you were doing things or in your life, really?
Yeah, you know, what made me see the change is when I was in other people's organizations. Mm. I didn't mention that. I've been in people's organizations, and you know, you get in other people's organizations, you can't even, you know, put an input because the person says, "It's my baby." This is mine. You just got here. You just have to listen to me, my instructions, my orders. But then you'll be seeing a mistake. You'll be seeing problems. You'll be seeing that this needs help. And maybe I can actually say, you know, develop it like this or say something like this that will help it. You'll be seeing a loophole, but then you can't just say anything to, you know, into someone's baby, if I were to call it like that, because that's mostly what people call it. I was in an organization recently where I felt like I don't ever say. I felt like I don't ever say, but then I was given a certain big title, but then I didn't work on that title. Sure. It was always that you can't do it. It was looking actually like I can't do it because I felt undermined. I felt overlooked. So that's actually what made me to start Fearless BG and to go back to who I am exactly. That's why I'm saying I want women to also find themselves, because I found myself being lost into people's organizations because I thought that I can't do it. I always used to invest in people's organizations, and not only investing, but also even monetary. I will put in money, all of that. So, but then there was nothing out of it. Instead, I was feeling right at the bottom.
You know, we had a conversation a short while ago with Didi Ntle, right? And I asked her, and I suppose it's a question I'll ask to all the ladies today, the issue of being a woman and that undermining thing, you know, how do you push through that and how do you stand your ground?
The only thing that I can say is I'm talking about fearless. You just be fearless, be brave enough to say, look here, because I feel like my journey now is going to be about that. Where I'll just say whatever I want to say. And if I feel like it's right, it has to be out.
And it doesn't really matter how the other person
it doesn't really matter. If it has to be out, I mean, it's all about being fearless.
Yeah.
Hence, I said, you know, all this fearless thing. It's just all about standing your ground and say what you feel and what you know you are about, or what you know that you deserve, especially if you know that I'm smart enough. This can be, and I can actually tell them this. If they take it, it's fine. If they don't take it, it's also fine. Because people always talk anyway. They always can see the mistakes out of anything and everything.
How do you not feel despondent in the work that you do, or even when you were in those companies? How did you not feel despondent when you were overlooked?
It was hectic. I don't wanna lie. Like, there's no way. Like, obviously, you would just feel like, you know what, I can't. You can't breathe. Like, it's suffocating. But then the only problem is that you can't say anything. You don't, like, it's all about you saying it to yourself, but then you can't actually say how you feel to the next person or to the main person that is making you feel that way. You can't even say, dude, look, or woman, look, I don't like it. Because you go to meetings, you are together with someone, but then the person already wants people to feel that this is my baby. Don't listen to her. Whatever input that she's saying, no. Look at me. And then you are both in a meeting. But then a person would get there and make people see that there's a problem here. This person is not really what she is. Let's look at this one. But then at the same time, you'll see people are interested in you. So it creates a conflict.
What would you say to your 14-year-old self?
Whoa, yeah, what can I say about that? You know, you're asking me this question because my 14-year-old self was very miserable, like, one time. And all I can say is just that it's okay. We're getting there. You know, it's never over and we can't give up.
To a lady who's going to start a business tomorrow, they're working on a business plan right now. They've got their company registered, but they need to go present something. Right. What would you say to that entrepreneurial mind, especially to a woman?
All I can say is that start. Don't procrastinate. Because if you're going to start procrastinating, it's not going to be done. Begin.
Sheesh, I feel like she hit me hard there. Hey, Quinch.
Begin.
So there's a project that I've been working on and I've been telling the team. I'm such a procrastinator.
No. Go for it, girl.
It's gotten better now, I must say. Finally, it's now properly on paper.
I can imagine.
Right, so we're getting there. We're getting there, right? So, you know, you still obviously want to achieve more and there's still a lot that you want to do. But what are some of your future plans and your aspirations, especially with Fearless BG?
Oh, there's a lot. I want to travel with women. When I go to, you know, there are a lot of women who be wishing to go to Germany, go, you know, travel, you know, but then they've never. And it's even worse, some they've never even been in Botswana.
Yeah.
Just here, neighbor, like, you know, in the neighboring countries and all of that. So I feel like I also have to fulfill the dreams of certain women who wanted to travel. And right now, as I'm talking, being one of them as well. I've always wanted to travel. I've always thought that I'll be a traveler one day. My dream before marriage was like, I'm going to travel the world. But it never happened. So I know there are a few, or maybe if not a lot, that are like me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you keep saying things that you wanted to do before marriage, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel marriage hindered you or paused certain things?
Yeah, it did. I wouldn't lie.
Why?
It did. But then once you get married, obviously, immediately into marriage, I had to have my firstborn. And I had to be that mom to look after my boy. Mm. And, you know, and now I had my girl again when I thought maybe I can start traveling or I can start being that person who's like, you know, moving and getting into my dreams. I couldn't as well because I had to like look at them and watch them because I wanted to be that mom who is there for them when they come back from school and all of that. So I had to just pause a lot.
Mm.
Yeah.
So there's a high tea that's coming up. Tell us more.
Oh, the high tea that's coming up is the one for now, Woman of Substance.
Okay.
I'm introducing that. I'm going to also be introduced, because I'm also a fashion designer. Mm-hmm. I'm also going to be introducing certain things that I do and even that I want to do, because I also want to brand shoes as well and all of that. And also I want to have my own makeup range. So, yeah, it's going to be about that and also introducing what I'm going to do with the women.
Okay.
And also the events, yeah, to be in the events management or events coordination and organizing and all of that. So I wanna be in the industry of events. So we're gonna do eventing a lot. We're gonna be moving around. We're gonna be, you know, yeah, it's gonna be fun for most women who are going through a lot and
who needs
that break.
When is the high tea?
It's gonna be on the 8th of April.
Okay.
8th of April, and it's just all about, you know, women inspiring, because it's called Inspirational Women High Tea. Women are going to talk about their journeys. I hope I'm going to also talk about mine if I can get that chance. But then I have guest speakers already at hand to do so. Yeah, people are going to just talk about their journeys to inspire.
Okay.
Where they are from and where they are now.
All right, let's get a call. Stephen in Pretoria West. Hi, Stephen.
Good evening, Tshohatso.
Evening, Stephen.
Yes. I have been listening all along, as usual. And then I was actually struck by the fact when we talk about your guest just talk about procrastination.
Yeah.
And that is actually, in a way, is that this all begins. If there is something that you've got to do and you keep on postponing it and hoping that at a certain time you're going to actually do it, I regard it as disobedience, because this is something that came to you instantly, but now you keep on actually keeping it, postponing it and saying that I'm waiting for the right moment. But in a business, you start with what you have, not what you don't have. And that's what I normally say, that you start with what you have, not what you don't have.
But
That doesn't necessarily mean that it's money that you need to have. You have got a mind, you have got the ability to make decisions, you have got everything that had been deposited in you. Your creator has actually given you that. Mm. It's just for you to kind of actually find a way. Who am I? And what is it that I want to achieve? Or what is it that I want to build well for my family, but where do I start? I'm going to relate a very short story about one of the books, because I'm reading so many books, where a woman was actually called home to say that the child is sick. And then she quickly get into the car and put that on the old car, not the one that we have got this remote controller. You know, those that you lock it first and then you have got to run. And when she came back, she locked the key. The child is sick at home. She has locked the key inside the car and she doesn't know how to get home.
Mm.
And Fortunately, there was a very old car that parked next to her, and that was a man that she looked at that man and said, no, I cannot approach this man. He doesn't look so approachable. And he ended up saying that the man asked him, hey, lady, can I help you? And mm-hmm. she said, yes, I've locked my car key in here, and then I don't know how to take it out. Will you please help me? Mm-hmm. And the guy said, no, no problem. And then he went to the other side of the door and just bumped the door with his thumb, with his yeah. And then the car opened up. And this woman now, based on the fact that now she is now close to the target, and she said to him, you are a good man. And then, but before that man parked next to her, mm-hmm. she said, God, is that what you sent me to help me?
Mm.
And when the door just opened, she said, thank you, God, for sending me this man to come and help me.
Mm.
And she has got a to say, ah, you are a good man. And the man says that, lady, I'm not a good man. I have just been released from jail for car theft. And then she jumped to her and then hugged her again and said, thank you, God, for sending me a professional.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want the girl to say. You start with what you have. She didn't mm-hmm. wait for the right moment to come, or for a well-clad gentleman look to come close to her. She used that very same person that was dead, because that's how life is. God will send anything, anybody to you in order to can assist you in what you are facing.
Yeah, wow. Thank you, Stephen in Pretoria West. Appreciate that call. And it's true, right?
It's
you
so
start
true.
With what you have.
It's so true.
Sure, but why is it that we sometimes look at what we have as though it is such a mountain that we need to find a way to move first
yeah.
before we can actually just go around it?
Yeah, as he's talking, I'm thinking about this thing of procrastinating, saying, you know what, I need money, I need funds for this. I've had that before as well, saying, but then the things that I want to do, there are many. I mean, I need sponsorships, I need what. He's right. I now have that mindset as well of saying, start with whatever you have, which is me. With me, it's my mouth.
Mm.
I talk too much. So let me use my talkativeness. Mm. Maybe it'll help me. But then it does help me, because so far, people like to call me for advice, you know.
Lovely.
So maybe I'll build them one day.
All right. This is Smungile Gladness Mutiba speaking to us about Fearless BG, a nonprofit organization by a woman, for women, and of course there's going to be a woman of substance within that particular organization. Smungile, how can people get in touch with you for those that would like to, of course, attend the event?
Thank you so much, Sekgo. Those that want to attend, there's a lady by the name of Ntebaleng Maringa. You can call her. Her number is 061-406-1343, but it's only for WhatsApp. You're just going to WhatsApp and tell her, it's like RSVP to her. Just WhatsApp and tell her who you are and ask for further details.
Mm-hmm.
And also there's another lady by the name of Angel Poe. Her number is 081-735-2820. You can also check her up on WhatsApp and tell her that you're coming. They will definitely take care of you.
All right. That date once again for that high
The 8th of April. The 8th of April.
And where's it going to be?
It's going to be in Villa Africa Boutique Hotel, Equestria Estate, Pretoria East.
All right. So if you are in Pretoria, actually, if you're in Gauteng.
It's in Gauteng, yeah.
If you're in Gauteng.
They're
also,
welcome.
If you're in Limpopo.
Yeah, they're all
make
welcome.
Your way. It's
of course.
Close by.
Right? Even in Free State, those from Free State that want to come as well, I said to them, do come.
Come along. 8th of April is the high tea with Smungile Gladness Mutiba. Those WhatsApp numbers for Ntebaleng rather, it's 061-4061-343. And for Angel, it's 081-735-2820. If you'd like to get in touch with them, but also just to get more information about Smungile and maybe have a conversation
of course.
With her, you know, about some of the issues that you may be facing. Smungile, thank you so much
You're
for
so
your
welcome.
Time this evening.
Thank you so much. I hope I didn't speak too much.
No, no, you gave really great information.
Okay, great. Thank,
thank you.
Thank you so much, Sekgo.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.